Designing Shiny Gelatin Buttons in Fireworks CS3 by Adam at Flash Building. In this Fireworks CS3 lesson, we'll be demonstrating how to create gel buttons for your Dreamweaver projects or whatever HTML projects you're working in. If you're working in Flash, these buttons can actually be made inside of Flash itself, so you wouldn't need to make it in Fireworks to bring it into Flash. It can be made right inside of Flash, but this is good for making for Dreamweaver. We'll show you how to make nice gelatin buttons that are nice shiny buttons. And we're gonna go ahead and do an ellipse. And a rectangle. Or a square. And we'll give it a little roundness here and bring the roundness up. I'm going to make them solid. Dark red, that's good. And not so dark. And now, we're going to select both of them by holding shift and clicking one and click the other and holding shift and select both of them at the same time and press control C, control V, and it'll paste them right on top of each other right there. And we're going to change the color on the ones on top to bright red, and we're going to resize them. Good. And then we'll bring the circle back where it belongs. And that one back where, right about there. And this is going to serve as like a glow effect inside of the button. And we'll give it a filter of blur, Gaussian blur, Gaussian, however you say that. And blur it out a little more. And so it'll just serve as a little glow back there hanging out. And now we're going to select these again, these two. Press Control C, Control V. And we're going to bring to front. So we'll press Modify, Arrange, Bring to Front. Now they're back on top, the new ones. And we're going to make those white. And we're going to resize those as well. So you hit the Resize tool, the Scale tool, while they're both selected, and you can scale them down. And you put them into place. Now we're going to give these a linear gradient. So we go down to the gradients, linear, and on top we want it to be white. So we can just kind of swap these two where they are, put the white on top. The red needs to sync up to the dark red, so we'll double click or click that, and then go to where our red, our dark red is, select that, and then select the opacity and drag it all the way down to zero. And now you can almost see our shine effect coming to life there. Now we're going to select the bases where it's a solid dark red. I'm going to give it a filter of inner glow, and we don't want it so dark, maybe right there. And so you can see already how they're taking shape and becoming really shiny looking buttons, but we're gonna take it just a step further now, and we're gonna highlight them both, Control C, Control V, go up here to Modify, Transform, Flip Vertical, and we can drag them down, put them where they should go there. This one looks like it needs to go down a little bit. Now this is a cool effect, especially if you're on a black background. You can then take a rectangle, put it over the ones on the bottom, leave that linear like it is, the linear gradient, bring your opacity on the bottom and make it 100%, then make it black. And then where it's white, make it black also, and then bring that opacity down just a bit to maybe, let's see, oh, let's bat that one out of here, to about, yeah, right there, looks good. And now you have that cool reflective effect going on there. And actually, this thing, about right there, and the black needs to come in more and dominate right about there. And now you've given your button that nice reflective look, so it looks like it's sitting, a nice shiny button sitting on a surface, and the reflection's coming down. You can also take text, put it on the button, like grab a wingding or something. If that was a play button, let's see, what are the wingdings? Is it webdings? Webdings. And I think it's 4. Yeah, press 4, and then is your play button symbol. And I always like to stretch mine out because make it a little wider. And then what's cool is if you grab the linear gradient of white, the white linear gradient, and you modify that, arrange, bring to front. Now it looks like the symbol is laid in there inside the button and the shine is on top of it. So that's how it's done. So you can see all the pieces of that. You have your glow that was put on top of the symbol. The symbol was given an inner glow itself. The base was given an inner glow of a little bit dark to round it off. And then we gave it a glow. We gave it a linear gradient on top. And it shows you how to make a nice shiny gel button. And you can make all kind of shapes for these and all kind of sizes. And they look really sharp and smooth. And especially if you animate them and you put this reflective effect on it, it's really sharp and smooth. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.